Tuesday, 18th week in the ordinary time 1. The first reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verses 1 to 13. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite women whom he had married. For he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, "Had the Lord indeed spoken only to Moses? Had he not spoken to us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all men that were on the face of the earth. And suddenly the Lord said to Moses and to Aaron and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tent of meeting." All the three of them came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood at the door of the tent, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. And he said, "Hear my words. If there is a prophet, if there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted with all my house. With him I speak mouth to mouth clearly, and not in dark speech. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And when the cloud removed from the tent, behold, Miriam were leprous, as white as snow. And Aaron turned toward Miriam, and behold, she were leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, "O my Lord, do not punish us because we have done foolishly and have sinned. Let her not be at one dead, of whom the flesh it hath consumed when he come out of his mother's womb." And Moses cried to the Lord, "Heal her, O God, I beseech thee." The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14, verse 22 to 36. Then he made the disciple go into the boat and go before him to the other side, where he did miss the crowd. And after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time were many furlong distant from the land, beaten by the wave, for the wind were against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately he spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, have no fear." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "O man of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent round to all that region and brought to him all that were sick, and besought him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment, and as many as touched it would make well. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The sin of doubt is the enemy of faith. We need to make a difference between the two areas of our life. The natural area is what we can understand and control them, and the supernatural area where we need God's light and grace to understand them because they exceed human power. Today's reading wants to remind people to differentiate between these two areas and to absolutely believe in God. In the first reading, when Miriam thought too high of herself that she also had God's power and doubted God's active power in Moses, God punished her to be with leprosy for 7 days. In the gospel, Jesus accepted Peter's request and let him walk on the water as he does. But when Peter started to fear the storm, he began to sink and shouting for help. Jesus came and took him by his hand and said to him, "O man of little faith, why did you doubt?" Analyze it. The first reading. Miriam and Aaron doubted Moses' position and power. Third point. The reason for doubting. Miriam and Aaron opposed Moses of the Cushite women whom Moses took as his wife. They also thought highly of themselves when they said, "Had the Lord indeed spoken only to Moses? Had he not spoken to us also?" And the Lord heard their word. Cushite used to indicate Ethiopia, but can also be a part of North Africa. See Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 7. It is possible that the woman whom Moses took as his wife is Zipporah of the Midian. See Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. The marriage with a foreign woman is only the supplemental reason for their opposition. The main reason is their jealousy with Moses' position as the lone mediator between God and people. Miriam and Aaron were thrilled to hide their jealousy by paying their attention only to the supplemental reason. Moses married a foreign woman. They wanted to help Moses' position. They wanted people to respect them as they respected Moses. Miriam is Aaron's sister, was regarded as the prophetess. See Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. The victorious song which the Israelites sang in the Exodus event was composed by her. Moses was considered the most mature in this war. The Hebrew noun you hear is alagwim, which means the humble one who recognized his position and revered God. If we must render more exact, it must be translated as the lowly, as the Blessed Mary in the Magnificat. The author wanted to contrast between Moses' virtue with Miriam's sin. Second point, God interfered. All of a sudden, God said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tent of meeting. And the three of them came out. God wanted to give Moses more than the prophet position. First, the prophet position. God said to Aaron and Miriam, hear my word. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream. Vision and dream are the most popular ways we got you to communicate what he wants for the prophets, so that they might announce them to people. Second, Moses' lone position. God said, not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted with all my house. With him I speak mouth to mouth clearly and not in dark speech. And he behold the form of the Lord. Why then was you not afraid to speak again my servant Moses? Moses is the only one who can convert with God face to face without being struck dead. See Exodus chapter 33, verse 20. Third point, God punished Miriam. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And when the cloud removed from over the tent, behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. Aaron's reaction. Aaron said to Moses, O my Lord, do not punish us, because we have done foolishly and have sinned. Let her not be at one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he come out of his mother's womb. Why God didn't punish Aaron? It might be because he didn't oppose Moses, just wanted to please Miriam. Moses' reaction. Moses interceded with God for Miriam. He said, heal her, O God, I beseech thee. Moses was permitted to know that Miriam must be separated from people during 7 days. After that, she shall be healed and returned to live with people. She died and was buried when the Israelites came to the desert of Sin. See Numbers chapter 20, verse 1. The sin of pride is compared by many authors as the leprosy before God. Probably had the origin from this event. Second, the gospel. O man of little faith, why did you doubt? Third point, the apostles feared when they were confronted a great storm. After performing a great miracle to feed more than 5,000 people, Jesus commanded his apostles to cross the sea to other side first, while he dispersed the crowd. After that, Jesus climbed up to a mountain to pray. The evening came, Jesus still remained there alone, while his apostle boat was far away from the shore, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. Some people wonder why this miracle is reported right after the feeding of the 5,000 by all the evangelists. Some scholars answered, it is because Jesus wanted to test his disciples' faith to see if they absolutely believe in his power. Other opinions said that Jesus wanted to show he had power over all natural power, such as storm and waves. From the mountain, Jesus can clearly see what happened for his apostle on the sea. When he saw them struggle against wind and wave, he decided to walk on the sea to come to them. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "Is it a ghost?" And they cried out for fear. But Jesus immediately spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, have no fear." Second point, the result of doubting. Seeing Jesus walking on the sea, Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Peter could walk on the surface of the sea because he completely believed in God, having no doubt in his power. Similarly with our life, when we completely believe in God, he shall yield his power to guide our life. The one who has faith can do things that exceed human ability, because he is assisted by God's power and guidance. Peter's doubt began to happen when he paid attention to surrounding danger and to forgot to look at Jesus. Therefore, he feared and started to sink. Jesus himself rebuked him when he reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "O man of little faith, why did you doubt?" Doubting is the most dangerous enemy of faith. When people doubt God's power, they shall believe in their power or the worldly powers. Therefore, they begin to live far away from God. Some people even said that, why do they need to ask God for help when they can do everything by themselves? Such as to earn money for their living and to try hard to be successful in their life. These people shall recognize the necessity of faith when they must face suffering, failures, diseases, and all other dangers when their strength isn't enough to overcome them. At such time, it is too late for them to strengthen their faith. Application in life. We need to learn so that we know our relationship with God, others, and the world. A prideful attitude causes more damage than benefit for us and others. We need to have the strong faith so that we should never doubt God's power and providence. Such a faith shall help us to face the hardship of life and to overcome them successfully. Amen.